Severe austerity that is not possible. Mandas mandamatayu mandubhagya upadrita. In this age, every man is alpayusa. Alpayusa means very short living. The limit is 100 years, but who is going to live 100 years? Nobody is. If one is 80-70 years, it is considered. Within 60-70 years, everyone finished. But the age limit is 100 years. So what tapasya he'll do? What meditation he'll do? In the Satyayuga, by meditation, one could get perfection. Just like Valmiki Muni, he meditated for 60,000 years. Because in those days, a man used to live for 100,000 years. Gradually, it is reducing. In the Satyayuga, man and woman used to live, human being, up to 100,000 years. Then, next yuga, it was 10,000 years, reduced by 10 times. And then next year, next millennium, it is 1,000 years. And now in the Kali Yuga, it is 100 years. So it is very difficult to perform tapasya. But the recommendation is there. Tapasya brahmacharyena. Brahmacharya, tapasya begins brahmacharya, celibacy, no sex life. That is the beginning of tapasya. Meditation means tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena. Someone to control the senses, to keep in equilibrium, senses may not be agitated. Samena. Even it is agitated, by my knowledge, I have to cut down. Just like if I become agitated by seeing a beautiful girl or for woman a beautiful boy, that is natural. Jubati inan jatha juno, juno jathu. Young boy, young girl, they are naturally attracted. There is nothing surprising. But tapasya means that I have taken vow, no illicit sex. That is knowledge. Why, even if I am attracted, I shall not do this. This is tapasya. Because I am now attracted, now we shall enjoy. That is not tapasya. Tapasya means even one is attracted. He should not act. That is all. There may be some difficulty to control, but that should be practiced. It can be practiced. It is not very difficult, but one has to practice the determination. Now I have taken vow before deity, because at the time of initiation, it is promised before the deity, before the fire, and before the spiritual master, before the Vaishnava, that I will not have illicit sex. That is promised. How can I break it? This is the verse. I have taken vow before the deity, before fire, before my spiritual master, before the Vaishnava, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no drinking or intoxication, no gambling. I have promised it. If I am gentleman, how can I break my promise? This is called gear. With knowledge, one has to discern. That is called tapas. With knowledge. Otherwise, to become attracted, that is not unnatural. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, he was sannyasi. He said that even if I see a doll made of wood, a beautiful woman, my mind becomes agitated. So what to speak of us? And this is the example Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving himself. So to be agitated in the mind, that is not unnatural. But if you practice, then you will not be agitated anymore. If you practice by your knowledge, then you will not be agitated. That is called dhīra. Dhīra-tattva-namayyati. You have to become dhīra. Dhīra and adhīra, there are two classes of men. One is sober. Even there is cause of agitation, still he remains calm. He is called dhīra. And adhīra means, as soon as there is cause of agitation, he becomes a victim. That is called adhīra. So, we have to become dhīra. We had been adhīra in so many different forms of life, because I am coming to this human form of life after evolution of 8 million forms of body. Jalajana, Rakhani, Savara, Kamsari. There is evolution. So after Bhausambhavanti, after many, many years, I have got this opportunity. In other lower animal life, I have enjoyed the senses in so many ways. The sense enjoyment is not very difficult. Even there, Vishaya Khalu Sarvatrasya, the hogs and pigs, they have got facility for sense enjoyment. They do not care even who is you. Even he sees mother or sees sister or sees daughter, they enjoy sense. That is hog life. You have seen? There is no discrimination. The monkeys, enjoy sense life. So everyone enjoys sense life. So why I have got this valuable life, human form of life? Why I shall become a living entity like hogs and dogs? This is Kaktavas. Why I shall become hogs and dogs and again I shall put myself in the cycle of birth and death? I have got this life after so many evolutionary process. Why not practice little tapasya in this life? This is knowledge. If while practicing little tapasya, restraint, I can get relief from this repetition of birth and death, why should I not do it? This is knowledge. And if I again become victimized, the laws of nature is there. If you want, you can enjoy. Nature will give you, all right, you want so much sex, all right, come on, become a hog, yes. The nature is ready, it is not very difficult. Therefore, the Shastra says, no, this life is not for becoming a hog and dog. Nāyama deho deho bhājāgani loke. Kastan kaman arhati bhujamde. The whole world is working so hard. They are going to the office, they are going to the working hours to earn livelihood. But what is the pleasure? The pleasure is sex. Their ultimate goal is sex. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mituccham. One should consider this sex indulgence is given to the hogs and dogs, and for the same enjoyment I have to work so hard. This is knowledge. The same enjoyment. I have got this human form of life for understanding Krishna, for understanding God, my position, what I am. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. I have been put into this body, and because I have been put into this body, the body is material. It must finish. It must be finished. Anything. It has got six changes. Anything material. It has got birth. It has got growth. It has got upper effect, then dwindles, and then finished. Everything. Anything you take, the material, this is called sarvika, six kind of changes. So I am eternal. Na annati hannamani sarire. I do not die. After this body is finished, and again I will have to tathadehantara prarthi. So this is knowledge. One has to always think of this. That is called tapasya. So if little kandujanena karayu riva dukkha dukkham. This is Shastra. Yeah, what is this sex life? That is said, kandujanena karayu riva dukkha dukkham. Janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham mituccham. Grihamedi. Grihamedi means one who does not know what is the aim of life. Grihamedian grihastha. Grihastha means although he is living with wife and children, but he knows what is the aim of life. That is the grihastha ashram. As the sannyasi knows what is the aim of life. Similarly, a grihastha also may know. So such grihastha, such life is allowed. Who knows the aim of life. And one who does not know the aim of life, simply enjoys sex, he is called grihamedi. These two words are. In Sanskrit literature, every word has got particular meaning, particular thought. It is therefore it is called Sanskrita, most profound and purified literature. Sanskrit. Sanskrit means purified. Sanskar. Just like we offer sanskar at the time of initiation, purification. So, our main problem is the sex life. That is, because sex life is the basic principle of material. Either you are a human being, or you are a demigod, or you are a bird, you are a beast, you are a fly, you are a fish, you are a tree, plants, everything. The basic principle of material life is sex. Pungsham sriyami thuni bhavami tat tayur mitha vi dayaganti maho. Everything is there. We have got books to study and follow the practice. Be little sober, then you. There is not that in that be able. You'll be able, and Krishna will help. As soon as we are very eager, then Krishna will help. Tesham satatujuktanam bhajatam prithipurva. So therefore the deity worship is there. Along with deity worship, we should always pray, Krishna kindly save me from the pitfalls of Maya. He'll do it. But if we want to cheat Krishna and cheat Guru, then he will be cheated. That's all. The Guru will not be cheated, neither Krishna will be cheated. you will be cheated. That's all. If you want to be cheated, then do whatever you like. And prolong your this turn of repetition of birth and death. And if you want to stop it, then here the tamasa brahmacharyena samena cha dhamena cha. Tyagena. This is also one of the tapas. Don't keep with you anything. Then you will make plan. Let me have illicit sex. Let me have intoxication. As soon as you have got money. The best thing is, as soon as you get money, immediately you spend it for this. Tyagena. Charity. Tyagena means charity. Not that you starve. No. That kind of tyagena. You keep yourself fit to execute Krishna consciousness, but don't give much money. Immediately giving charity to Krishna. Krishna can take your charity as much as you can give. That is Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, he secured the whole three worlds. He has become master of the three worlds. When it's upper planetary system, down planetary system, middle planet. But he was a devotee also. Therefore, Krishna came to him as Bhavana. Charayasi Vikramane Bali Madhumata Bhavana. Padanakha Neera Janita Jana Pavana. Kesabadita Bhavana Sarira. Jaya Jagadish. So, because he was very proud of his position, so Bhavan they came to Bali Maharaj. Maharaj, you are Kshatriya, you are very charitable, I have heard. If you can give me little land. Bali Maharaj was very much pleased. Yes, I will give you. How much land do you want? Three bit? For this you have come to me. Yes, that much. Yes. So, all right, I give you 3 feet. So, by 1 foot he covered the whole sky. And the other feet he covered the whole down planet. So, Muni Maharaj understood what kind of beggar is he. Yes. So, Bhavandev said, my dear Bali Maharaj, you promised 3 feet, but by 2 feet you have finished all your position. Now, what about the other feet? So, Bali Maharaj, he was a devotee, he said, my Lord, don't worry. Still, there is. It is my head. Place your other feet on my head. The Bhavandev said, now you have purchased me by your charity. I shall remain your doorkeeper. So, if you make charity to Krishna, you can purchase Krishna. Yes. Although Krishna is all-powerful proprietor, you can purchase Krishna. So do that. If you have got any money, spend for Krishna. Thank you very much.